Blog Talk Radio.
Tighten your seatbelts and prepare for landing.
The Jet Life Sports Arena.
The best hour of sports topics on air.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting your host, the G6. Yeah!
All right, D6, your host, Fly High Sports Radio, Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Tone.
You.
Man, I don't know what's wrong going on with Blog Talk tonight, man. The system's a little buggy. But it's cool.
I was wondering, because it didn't even say, that's why I just tried to call, because when usually when you call in, it say the show is beginning to start and so-and-so. It didn't even say that.
Man, it's
you know,
bugging,
when you call in,
man,
the show is scheduled to start in 5 minutes. It didn't even say that.
Yeah. Man, I don't even know, man.
Got to get with Kevin, but man. Kevin out here putting that bad omen on this thing.
It's probably Blog Talk, man. They do be buggy, boy. I tell you. What's going on, man?
I don't know, man. Boy, I know. I think that Trump tweet came out after we got off last week, that bit, what he called LeBron and Don Lemon Dome.
Yeah.
I know, I ain't going to get into politics, man, but Trump, man, he's a special individual, man. That's all I say about him. He's definitely special.
Yeah, what's funny about that, then his wife come back and make a statement later that day praising him. So it's like
they say she'll visit the school. She opened in the visiting the school.
It's crazy. Now I will say this though. LeBron, you ain't doing nothing different than a lot of people done.
Your boy Wayne said that, Charles. Me and Wayne went at it on Tommy's post about that. And I shut him down when I said, man, I don't care who get the credit. If they all, he's talking about Tony Bennett and Jalen Rose, and it was a few other people that done it. But, you know, hey, man, all power to him, man. But LeBron, what I was trying to say is LeBron do got a bigger platform than these guys. I mean, it ain't his fault. He's the best basketball player in the world. Well, I mean, what can you say? So he's going to get a little bit more news than the other guys. But my thing is, if you're doing it for the children, who cares if you get any praise? Just do it. It'll work itself out in the end. But you know, but you right. It is other people doing it, and that's true. But LeBron is a little his name is a little bigger than those other guys, so let's just be honest, man. But I think we got through a healthy week at camp, man. I think nobody got fuck up this week. Hey, they were saying your boy Cockrell was scheduled penciled in as a starter though.
I know. I'm telling you.
He had him in as a starter, man. We lost him for the year, man. That hurt. I ain't going to lie. That hurt really hard.
He's out of there.
keep on talking about folks that have to stay quiet Thursday night. Y'all open up Thursday night, right?
Thursday night.
You ought to know more than anything not to say that, man. You're going to put a bad omen on your Giants, man.
Cockrell's out of there. Bruh,
I will be honest though, Charles. I'm a little lost in the sports world, man. You know I've been working like crazy. I get a little news listening to the satellite radio, but I ain't got in depth, man. I ain't even hardly looked at our website. I don't even really know what's going on with us, man.
Bottom line is this, bro. You're working too much, and that's probably all it is. But look, here we go.
But guess what? Don Terry Poe and Kawan Short going to be pretty scary in that middle. Just remember I told you that.
That's true. I'm going to tell you the truth. That's why I was calling y'all sneaky good, though, man, because I knew how good Cockrell was. he took less money to come over there with y'all just so he could be home. And but the dude was solid last year. I was penciling him in to compete with Eli Apple for that second cornerback position, but he left. He left.
Who y'all number one corner?
Janoris Jenkins, Jack Rabbit. So,
Janoris Jenkins. The murderer. Right? The man with the murdered man at the bottom of his basement.
Yeah. You know, the body in his face.
Hey, man, I don't think you concentrate on this job, man. That's pretty crucial, though, man. Somebody dead. You get a phone call, somebody dead in your basement, man. That's crucial.
I ain't going to lie. It's funny you say that. Well, they say his camp been lights out.
Well, it can be a Kobe effect, too. Yeah, it could be a Kobe effect. You can either fall off or you get laser sharp focus. He might be the latter. He might get the laser sharp focus.
I think he's going to be the laser sharp focus, man. That dude, they say his camp been
lights
out.
That stuff will wake you up, though, boy. They'd be like, man, something like that having definitely give you a perspective on being grateful playing football, boy.
Here's what I like about what you so far and what I'm hearing so far. I got to say this. David Gettleman is a damn genius, man. He got B.J. Hill. He got Lorenzo Carter. He drafted Barkley. He drafted Hernandez. And all four of them players are going to have a big impact on this team. B.J. Hill's already starting at D.N. We know Barkley's starting. And then we know Will Hernandez starting. So that's something that the Giants hadn't had in years, where your first three players are starting out the womb. That's evaluating talent and evaluating your own team and putting the right pieces in place to be successful. We hadn't had something like this in over a decade, man, where the players
were coming out.
Well,
you know, that was the norm in Carolina,
draft.
Man. All our rookies had impact for years.
You got the play. Man, you got – in this day and age with injuries and just money and the way –
Well, at least your first and your second rounder. At least your first and second rounder should be out there making an impact.
At least.
Now, if you third, fourth, fifth, you hit on them, that's a bonus. You can't expect them to start, but if they do, that's a bonus.
Now, Lorenzo Carter's not going to start, but he'll
probably
be
start on special teams, though.
Oh,
he'll probably be a special team
starter. But I'll be honest. He's going. I think by mid-season, he'll probably take Kareem Martin out. That's who's starting the other outside linebacker position right now. He's probably going to take him out. But it's one of them things with him where he's still adjusting to the NFL game. It's not coming to him as quick. So he got all the tools. He's fast. He's more athletic. He's going to be a better player than Kareem Martin, obviously. But I think it's going to take him a little bit more time to grasp, everything in the pros, man. B.J. Hill from NC State, he played beside Who's the top five DN that came out this year? I can't even remember his
Chubb.
Name.
Chubb. Come on, Chubb.
Beside Chubb.
Nick Chubb.
Yep.
Well, I don't think it
Bradley
was Nick Chubb. Bradley Chubb. Nick Chubb is the Georgia Bulldog.
Played beside Chubb. Exactly. Played beside Bradley Chubb, and didn't get a lot of recognition like that, man. But he's nice. He's nice. He's gonna be nice for us, man. In that 3-4. But other than that, man, Eli turned it on. Remember last week I was talking crap. But Eli has had a solid last four or five days or whatever it's been. He's been sharp. They say he's been looking good. Just like Steve in L.A. said, I think he's on tonight. I think he's waiting to talk. But just like Steve in L.A. said, Eli starts out slow, but he's been sharp. Webb is still looking good. Hearing good things about Barkley. Still hearing good things about Evan Engram, Cam Newton, man. But before we get into that, I did meet Spud Webb this weekend. Did you see my pictures, Tom? Did you see my pictures, Tom? I met Spud Webb this weekend.
Say that again?
I say, did you see my pictures on Facebook? I met Spud Webb, the NBA great.
Oh, yeah,
5'7".
You know, I saw him
this weekend.
Well, you know, I remember Spud.
Yeah,
he was an ACC guy, NC State. You know, I remember him.
Right. Yeah, he was. I met him.
Man,
weekend, man.
I didn't hardly hear you, man. I just got an update. Another old lineman has had meniscus surgery for us. I talked too soon. He wasn't a starter, though. It was Sweet Matola. Yeah, Meanie Cilatolo, he really ain't all that, though. Dang, boy, we getting beat up before we even get on the damn field for the first time.
Uh-oh.
I hope it ain't one of them years, man. Dang.
It might be. It might be. It might be for y'all, man.
I know, right?
But I'm going to say this. Yeah, make a long story short, he was in there. He was here in Charlotte for a celebrity golf tournament. Man, Cam Newton was in the building, too. I didn't get to meet him, but he was in the building, man. But, man, what's up with them outfits, man? They showed another one just came out. He got some orange, some tight, tight shorts on, some short shorts on, some Daisy Dukes on.
It's just Cam being Cam, Charles. He not gonna seek nobody approval or worry about what somebody thinks about when he dressed. He's been doing that for the last 4 years.
He a little foo-foo, man.
He had
them
tight,
say, bro.
He had them tight Versace pants on when he showed up at the Super Bowl.
He's a little
different, man.
I'm gonna be honest,
he is just different. Now, boy, hey, if he got three chills, he just had another one, boy. He might be if he playing both sides of the fence, he confusing me.
He a little fool.
Who on the boards tonight, man? Anybody ain't nobody on?
Yeah, we got some people on. Let's bring them on, man. Before I say that though, before we get into that, we got Madden came out. Madden came out last night, midnight. Hall of Fame edition. Oh, let me ask you this, Tone, before we go to the first caller. I think it's Kevin. But what you think about the T.O., the whole Hall of Fame thing, man? T.O., you know, he did what he said he was gonna do. He spoke at Chattanooga, and what you think about that, man? The whole Hall of Fame.
I'll be honest, Charles, I've been trying to watch it for the last 2 days because he did it Saturday, right? Tried to watch
yep.
it Sunday, went to sleep. Tried to watch it last night, went to sleep. I really want to watch it. But as far as him being at UT Chattanooga, I think that's going to blaze a trail personally. I mean, just personally, I can look at it negatively. But him doing it somewhere that ain't never been, I think he might be the first person that ever spoke at the Hall of Fame, right?
Yep.
Anybody ever done it like
one.
That? Yeah.
Nope.
And I just think
one,
that's
man.
The climate we in. People just doing what they want to do, man. The climate we in. People doing protest. People just doing what they want to do, how they want to do it. And T.O., and he got treated by the media unfair. Let's just be honest. He got a bad. Now, he put a lot of on himself. It was a tug of war with him, but at the end of the day, I can't do nothing. They respected him by respecting his skills to put him in the Hall of Fame, and I can't do nothing but respect him for what. I mean, that was his college. I mean, that was big for that. I mean, that was big for Chattanooga, really, if you think about it. That was big for their school
true.
And for him to do his Hall of Fame speech right there. Now, it's going to be a lot of backlash to it. I mean, when you look back and everybody go back on it, it's going to be a lot of – the mainstream media going to have a lot to say about it. It probably won't be positive. But I ain't mad at him. I mean, it's his Hall of Fame speech. You want to be around all that hoopla, it's on you, man. Because I
just think
it's
probably
fake.
You should have seen Ray Lewis, man.
I read a little tidy article about him saying he – if they had his children at the front, he's somebody still kissing at the mouth, and he showed his sons them looking crazy.
Man, dude, that dude's jacket was – he got to be the first Hall of Famer where his jacket was completely wet like he done played a football game. I'm talking about, dude, Ray Lewis, extra. He extra as hell, man. It was a lot. It wasn't a bad speech, though. It wasn't a bad speech. I don't really agree with the coon statements and all that. I didn't look at it that way, man. I think he said some real stuff. And I thought it was a good speech, but it was funny, man. That dude, whole jacket was wet. You thought he played a football game, man. Dawkins was good. Randy Moss was good. Randy Moss, you seen that tie? With all the
I did see
all the
tie.
Names on the tie.
See, anything I know
cool.
about it is
that
from articles. I hadn't got the real. I'm going to go back and watch it, though. I'm a little late because we probably have to talk about it tonight. But I always watch the Hall of Fame speeches. I just hadn't had time. I'm going to sit down and
that
watch it.
Good,
I got to watch Randy Moss.
Oh, it was legit, man. He had a legit one, man. And, well, hey, let's get to the first caller, man.
Hey, before you go to him,
coach.
I will say this.
Okay.
That's a hell of a Hall of Fame class. T.O., Randy Moss, Ray Lewis. That's a pretty good Hall of Fame class. Who was the other two again? I can't even think of them right now.
Dawkins, Urlacher. Dawkins, Urlacher, and then also
Brian
two
Dawkins.
Older people. Brian Dawkins, yep.
Oh, okay.
That was a class.
He was a baller.
That was a class right there, man. That was a class.
Yeah, that's
man.
A nice class.
That was a class.
That's one of the better
classes.
That's
one of the better classes. I mean, phew. There was some studs in that class, man, but at least five. Then Bobby Bethard was in there, you know, GM for the who was he GM for?
San Diego?
San Diego and somebody else, but yeah, oh, Redskins.
Yeah, I remember
when
he was GM for San Diego.
He pretty much, I think he got his name from, he hired Joe Gibbs, man. I mean, how many bowls they won? So, I mean.
Right. Oh, he was a GM in Washington back then.
Redskins.
Yeah.
I
knew his name.
Yep. But, hey, 251 area code. What's your name? I think it's Kevin. But it may
brother
not
Randolph.
Be.
This brother Randolph, man.
Oh,
he called in and talk about
on,
Jalen
man.
Hurts.
Oh, man. I ain't gonna take over your show with Jalen Hurts, man.
Go ahead, man. We want to hear this Bama news, man.
Ain't he crying right now? Ain't he crying a little bit right now?
Who
it's
hurt?
A quarterback controversy, ain't it?
No, there's no quarterback controversy. I believe that he pretty much, you know, brought that to a conclusion with his last interview that he did with the media. He basically let the world know that, you know, he feel like he's been treated unfairly by Alabama. I agree with him. From what he's saying, is that they never told him it was a quarterback competition or controversy. Throughout the whole offseason, no one has come up to him and asked him how he feels about, you know, competing for his starting job or even informed him that he was competing for his starting job. And so since it's a lack of transparency and communication, he's just saying, you know, that basically he done. He didn't use those words that he's done, but when his demeanor and the way that in the context of his words suggested that after he graduates in a few more months that he out of there.
Well, hey.
Yeah. So he graduated before the season even start?
Well, no, the season starts September the 1st, but, you know, they saying he won't be on the roster. Reporters are saying that they don't look forward to him being on the roster September the 1st. And even if he is, the new red shirt rule allows him to play four games in the season. If he don't go over four games in the season, he can red shirt that year. So he still will have 2 years of eligibility, and he can start immediately on a team.
Right, I don't think he's going to miss him personally. That's just after watching that. Boy, I know he was
saying,
a freshman.
You
I know we talked
that.
Earlier, but I don't think he's going to miss Hurts, man. Sorry, Nara.
The man ain't lost number two games, bro. He threw 17 touchdowns and one interception.
But hey, Randolph, man, I know your team, but give me your defense over him any day. Your defense is the reason why he only lost two games.
No. In his particular case, give me him over the defense because the first championship that we lost versus Clemson, he went down the field in the last 2 minutes on the game-winning drive, left like a minute and 37 seconds on the clock. And my number one defense that year, who had been scoring touchdowns, let Deshaun Watson go down the field. He was the unsung hero in that championship game.
That's Deshaun Watson.
What are you talking about?
But that's Deshaun Watson. I mean, he could probably do that to any defense in their college.
It don't matter. You just said give you the defense over him any day, and I'm trying to tell you.
I know. I'm a big talker, man.
So you telling me you won't hurt? If anybody had to go, you'd rather your boy, whatever, the Hawaiian dude to leave, the Samoan dude.
I got a different take. I say,
go ahead.
If I'm Hurst, bro, go out there and compete. Go out there and prove who you are and what you do. If you ain't lost for two games or whatever, go out there and do your thing and win your job and solidify yourself. Why you going to shut it down because you thought this, thought that? Man, this football, man. Everything's a competition.
No, right, so look, Randolph, Saban going to give him a chance to win his job. He's not saying the dude to start is an open quarterback competition.
Cool.
But I know what you said. He didn't think it was one. Why he would think that and that dude just won a championship for them?
He's going to think.
Dude,
hold
it's
going to
be a quarterback competition.
He's going to think, bro. He's going to think. Right now, you know, Tone, if you were working for someone, a company in corporate America or wherever you work at, hypothetically speaking, let's just say you come in the office every day. As long as nobody is telling you that your job is under siege, that some you competing for your job, you're going to perform normally. You're going to walk around normally. And then one day you turn on the news and say, yeah, Antoine, yeah, we got a guy going to replace him. Hit the guy supposed to replace him. You're like, what? Nobody ain't told me this. Like, the coaches never confronted this man is what he's saying, but and it's a lot of narrative.
You believe
that
you don't
crazy.
Think Saban was man enough to tell him that.
He said, the man
well,
said this on national TV himself, bro. This young man ain't got no reason to lie.
Well,
he said
okay.
this on national
well,
television, bro.
I got to say this. I think if I'm on a job and somebody say, hey, you in a competition right now to keep this job with X person. You in a competition. So y'all got X amount of time to perform on a job, and who best man win. That's I didn't hear replace. I heard compete. Compete for your starting position. It's not going to be handed to you. You got to compete. I hadn't heard replace.
That's a good point. Charles. So let me ask you this right now. You think he should have told them that it's a quarterback competition? I think that would be obvious. Now, if they're saying your job took and didn't tell you, I think that is. He is right. That's two different ways of looking at it. Because if somebody said my job took, that is a different thing. Look, you in an open competition. Did nobody tell you that? I think he'd be a fool, Randolph, not to think he's in an open quarterback competition with a dude just brought his team back to win the championship, the rookie, the freshman.
Oh, yeah, you would be a fool not to think you in one, but what he was saying is, he doesn't respect the fact that nobody's told him that. He said nobody ain't talked to him, set him down. Hey, how do you feel about this? If we move you to this position, if we do that. But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just saying, if whatever I do in life and it involves another individual that can have an effect on the direction in which I'm going, as long as you practice transparency and good communication with me, I'm cool. The moment that you shut down the communication, that causes problems. The young man is simply saying, no one has yet to talk to me about this quarterback competition. I hear everything through the media. Coach Saban and I have never talked about the quarterback competition. The only conversation we had was when I said, Coach, I'm staying here until I graduate. That's the only conversation he had with Nick Saban, was telling Nick Saban, I'm not transferring. What did they come up with that?
I say this to that. Hey, if you ain't had a conversation, then why wouldn't you carry yourself as a starter? You let the media rope you in.
I want to hear what Randolph what his response was to that, because that make a lot of sense too. Like, dude, if you got all this confidence, you the starter.
If you ain't told me nothing, I'm walking as a starter until you tell me. I'm going out there and I'm competing as if I'm the guy. So until you pull me to the side or pull me in the office, I ain't gonna be mad. Now, hey, if I outperform the guy,
and the media gotta make stories, bro. Right now, if he's been around, he's not a first. He's been around long enough to know that Alabama gonna make any kind of news. Y'all the hottest thing in college football. You know they're gonna take anything and blow it up.
The kid has fallen into the media trap. They have trapped this kid, that's what it sounds like to me, into thinking and causing controversy. That's what the media does, and we all know that.
That's what I'm saying. They got to have something to write.
They got to have something
right.
That
makes
a whole lot of sense. Right now, because they saying he the first that ever – hello?
Go ahead.
Yeah, they're saying that he's the first athlete that at the Alabama football program under the guidance of Nick Saban who's ever went and spoke his mind to the media. You know, Nick Saban got a short leash on all the players when it comes to speaking to the media. And if you watch that interview, you know that Nick Saban did not have no control over what he was saying because he shot. He said, like, no one's talked to him about the controversy. Then he said, coaches included. That's how he said that. Like, no one's even come up to me and ask me about, you know, quarterback competition.
So,
coaches and
Randolph,
like, so I just.
Bro, Randolph, so let me ask you this. How many championships Nick done won since he been there with y'all?
Oh, you know, Nick Saban impeccable. He ain't got an answer to nobody. I'm just saying
listen to what I'm saying. I'm getting
five.
To a point. How many?
Five.
He got five. And how many years has he been there?
11. This is 12th year, going on his 12th year right
now. So he almost won a championship every other year with them, right?
Well,
he averaged a championship every 2 years.
His record for championships is like 400. Cause he's like out of almost 500. Saying he a little bit.
He done lost how many championship games? Two. What do you lost this one championship game, right?
He lost no one.
Hey, guy.
That's my whole point. My point is saying all that is Randolph. Dude, it's a reason why he got a short leash. If the stuff wasn't working, I would question it. I wouldn't question nothing if you got five championships in the last year, four or five, how many ever he got. That's what I'm saying. So Jalen Hurts, all I can tell you is Hurts, you're out of line. I'm rolling with Saban.
yeah. But, hey, Steve in L.A., what's going on, man? Steve in L.A., so he on the highway. I'm going to come back around.
Steve out there fight. He's out there fight the fire. I probably reached the doorstep by now. Man, you know the fires are doubled in 4 days. They got a fire there the size of L.A., man.
Hey, man. You already know what it is.
He got his fire extinguisher in his hand, man.
Man, I know right what it sounds like. What it do,
man? Listen, man, what are we talking about here?
We're talking about wildfires, Steve. You just be glad you ain't in Cali.
This dude knows he ain't a quarterback competition, man. You don't get
That's all I'm saying. How is somebody going to come back and win a championship that you about lost and you think that you're going to walk up in the camp the number one guy? Dude, you better go sit down somewhere.
Listen to me, man. You go 3-for-8 for 21 yards in the first half and your coach got to pull you, put the backup in to deliver the championship.
Think how much gonads that Saban had to do that with a freshman. That was a coaching move of the century.
He can only do that because of his resume. If he didn't have all of them championship wins, if he didn't have that pedigree, people would have been.
And guess what? He added to the pedigree. He didn't do nothing but add to it with that move.
No, he definitely did. I mean, with the help of Georgia, you know. They played not to lose instead of playing to win in the second half. But that's neither here nor there. You knew you was in a quarterback competition. Your father came up on the record and said as much. You're going to compete. And if somehow he don't win the job, he said his son was going to be the hottest free agent quarterback in college football because they was going to look at the transfer for another school.
Me and Randall talked about that. Yep.
He's talking about, you know what I'm saying? He never said that. He's saying this till he graduates. Nah, that conversation ain't coming about. Your pops ain't coming out on a limb and saying nothing like that unless he had a discussion with you about not sitting the bench and wasting away behind the new kid because he's getting ready to be, a senior? You sit the bench and you don't show you had
about to be a junior. I think he's about to be a junior.
Okay, well, he's about to be a junior. You can't go to the NFL, hell, you can't go to the CFL unless you hit the field and you show people the things that you were struggling at the year before, you've improved. If you're not seeing the field, you're not going to have a chance to do that. And then if you do get put in the game, chances are going to be a blowout. You're only going to be running the ball. You ain't really going to be passing the ball. So, you know, at the end of the day, hey, listen, it's a competition. You know what you got to do. Step your accuracy up. Stop looking like a deer in headlights. You know what I mean? When the moment is big, and go from there. You know what I'm saying? His thing is, he was the type of dude, for his first year, they was winning in spite of him, not because of him. You know what I'm saying? This young boy, too, they won because of him, not in spite of him, man. And, listen, if he's the better man, you got to play him. The hell with all of that. You can go transfer to another school and do whatever you do. And, honestly, the way it's looking, Saban got it locked up for another couple of years because if he played for another 2 years and then he leaves, man, I was watching the Elite 11, that joker got a little brother. His little brother aren't supposed to be stronger than his. So if Saban keep it in the family, you're talking about having, almost 5 straight years of somebody from that family playing quarterback for you? Like, come on, man. Listen, Saban can't do no wrong as far as it goes. With pulling strings and making moves, man. His resume too long. Like you said, Tony, he added to it. It is what it is, man. You know, listen, he ain't in the business of making friends. He's in the business of putting championship trophies in a case. So you got to do what you got to do. So
And now, Sam, matter of fact, listening to you talk made me think the media don't even like Saban anyway, so you know they're going to try to make something out of nothing anyway. Any little thing they're going to get out of Alabama, they're going to take and run with it, because, you know, he don't like the media, and I'm pretty sure the media don't like him the way he talks to them.
Man, Saban ain't nothing but the Bill Belichick of college football, man. That's it. He don't want to say too much, and you're not allowed to question anything he say or he do. That's pretty much what it
Bottom
is,
line.
Man. But the man is a damn great coach, though. I give him that, and he knows the buttons to push. He knows how to get his players ready. We know that for sure, man. He got one championship game losses. I think the times that they didn't win the championship is because they never made it to the championship game. And even that is few and far in between, man. So I can't even tell you when was the last time Alabama had a two-loss season. Shit, I could barely tell you when they had one loss season.
How good
had that team, man. So, you know what I mean? You just let it play out. If he feels like he's a starter, go ahead and you show it on the field, man. If you can't show it on the field, you park your ass on the bench, you be a supportive teammate, you be that scout team quarterback and get the opposing team ready. Why do you think those boys played so good in the second half of that game? That boy was playing scout team quarterback against us, so they knew what he had when he was coming in the game. So them boys knew, man. He probably got better all year long.
He probably got better all year. Saban had him under the wrap because he wouldn't have put him in there if he didn't think he could do what he did.
Exactly.
He was already showing something. You already know that in practice. He was probably already drilling that thing.
Nobody knows, like the starting defense, that they're going up against the back quarterback. That's always do it on scout team. So if he's doing stuff like that against that Alabama defense, you knew what he was trying to do against Georgia.
And listen, you talking, Sam, it made me think he probably said, man, let me try him on this first stringers. He probably started shooting probably second half of the season. He probably had him practicing with the first team.
Saban didn't have no choice to put him in that game. If he didn't put him in the second half of that game with them struggling, they would have lost that game. And two, he probably would have lost that kid. He probably would have transferred. Because he probably would have been sitting there saying, damn, but what I got to do to get a look. You know what I'm saying? And this dude, he couldn't hit the damn floor. Listen, so we could have played rock, paper, scissors, me, you, and Jets could have went out there. And we could have did that shit that he was doing. For a third of what his scholarship is in college, man, we could have gave him the same damn results that he was giving, man. So my man needs to sit back and thank God that he got the one national championship he was going to start up for, because really, he's going to be a slot receiver or change the pace running back in the league, man, because he can't really throw the ball that well. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. But, we getting ready. I need to hear your opinion, Tom. What you got there? What you got to say about the man Benjamin saying that if he played with a better quarterback, he would have been better off.
All I say is I did. Now, that's one thing I did keep up with. And his worst stretch is when he was in Buffalo. That's all I say about that. He said all that, and the worst stretch he's ever had in his career is with Buffalo last year. Now, and on his behalf, he did have a bad knee. But I'm going to be honest with you, Sam. Even Charles said it. The dude's slow as a slug. He couldn't get no separation. If you're not throwing up any highlight, no tall ball for him.
Jump ball.
Because, he had a good – right. If he didn't get no jump ball, but he had a good rookie year, blew his knee out his second year. We go to the Super Bowl. He never was right after that. Let's just be honest. He never was right. And, him and Cam was good. Far as I know, they was cool. Cam tried to get him, tried to find him, but come on, man. Olsen on number one. Olsen been on number one. That's just a fact. So that's why he's complaining about his target. Because Olsen is the number one target on the Panthers. Maybe not now, but at the time. All I can say is it's unfortunate. He kind of came out later and said he was just angry. He shouldn't have said it. McDermott got on him. And they got to play Thursday night. That was really – his timing was horrible. But they only playing one quarter. But his timing was horrible. And they show highlights. They show highlights of him and Kemp getting picked tipping the ball, getting picked off the team, picking the ball off on him in the end zone. The Panthers posted it, and then Cam talked about, boy, I got to work on my accuracy. I mean, they've been joking about it. So, really, kick rocks. It didn't bother me. Everybody know Cam got an accuracy issue. But what Cam brings to the, he brings more to the table than accuracy. You know what I'm saying? He's been an MVP before, so.
And he had
his best year when Benjamin wasn't on the field.
That's true. I'll say this. Everybody know Cam is not the type of quarterback that's gonna wow you throwing the ball like that. It's not him. It's not his game. It's never
but
gonna
Charles,
be his game.
But Charles, it ain't never his game. But go back and look at the New Orleans playoff game on dart the whole game. They was dropping passes. When it's one thing about Cam, when it's put up and it's crunch time and everything tight, he is a lot more accurate when it's game, playoff, anything like that. He do play lights out. But during the season, he got his moments. But in his defense, he didn't have no training camp. He had rotator cuff surgery. I mean, come on, man. I'm not taking up for him, but how accurate are you going to be coming off a rotator cuff surgery? I'm just saying, he had no training camp.
Cam can't hit a 5-yard out route. He still can't hit that throw, man.
Yeah, he can't. He don't hit it all the time. Man, you better
bro, look, he's still gonna,
Michael, leave a quarterback alone. Worry about Eli. Leave him alone, man. Leave Cam alone. Everybody know Cam ain't the most accurate. Everybody know that. And
like
we ain't got to go in no conversation about Cam and his accuracy. Everybody know he gets a little wavy.
If you're going to throw like if you're gonna throw like that, don't wear them damn outfits, man. If you're going to throw like
that,
don't wear
Cam do what he
want
to do, man. Cam do what he want to do. If he want to wear some pink loafers, then let him do it. The answer to Sam's question, though, seriously, it didn't even bother me the whole time. I'm like, to be quite honest, it looked more dumb on Benjamin. Dude, your worst stretch has been with Buffalo. What are you talking about? Worst stretch you had in your career so far been with Buffalo, and yeah, you've been with them for a half a year.
Jason.
Yeah, I'm
going
to So listen, I'm going to agree with Tony, Charles. Don't worry about Cam Newton. Worry about Eli Manning, the turnover machine.
Oh, man. Dude.
Don't worry about Cam. Hey, don't worry. Don't worry about Cam, dude. You got your own quarterback that suspect. Worry about him.
Man.
Jason,
hey,
always listen, bringing
the
real
radar.
Living, Charles.
Hey,
he
listen,
on the radar? Eli on the radar this year.
Hey, I just he's going to be in talk of he's going to be talk of MVP candidate. He'll be in that conversation. But hey, I just want to know. I don't want to talk about football. Eli, they're saying that Eli will be in conversation for MVP this year.
Woo! Well, that'll be a hell of a kick to come back. But go ahead, Jason. What you about to say?
Hey, Tony, I just want to apologize again. I guess I don't know how you say it, but Samoan gentleman out for the year, or at least probably going to be put on the pup. He'll miss at least 8 games. I think he's a reserve. Another one bites the dust in Carolina.
You talking about Amini Fivatolu?
Yeah,
we're taking hits on that
O-line,
man.
Hey, I'm apologizing. I'm sorry. I feel for you, bro. I feel for you.
We ain't even played a damn
he's
game
out.
Yet. We still got to play four preseason games.
But listen, guys, the reason for my call is today I don't want to talk about sports. I want to talk about that tailgate. I want to talk about the Fly High tailgate. Let's hear it. Come on. Give me the menu. Give me the activities. What are we doing? I'm hungry.
Well, the menu will be turkey burgers, beef hot dogs, turkey hot dogs. See, I don't eat beef, so I will supply everything else.
I might
fuck around and go to Sam's and get a $75 tenderloin just for you, Jason. Get it nice and tender and cut it in half for you.
Hey,
go get a whole tenderloin. Go get a whole beef tenderloin.
Oh, beef tenderloin.
Lots
I'm down with that. No pork.
Chicken.
Yeah, man. What you thought I was talking about? I ain't going to get nothing but the best, babe. I want y'all nice and full. Want you nice and full when we whoop that ass.
Well, I ain't going to lie. Tony, the way your O-line going out, boy, it's looking more in our favor.
The only person out right now that's hurting us is Darrell Williams. Cela Tola was the backup. We got Taylor Moten, which Gettleman drafted. So Taylor Moten, I just got to see what he's going to do. This is second year, so it's going to be remaining. Yes. You know, we still got Trey Turner. Matt Khalil, he 100 years ahead of where he was at last year.
Yeah.
Who y'all lost? Who y'all lost to the Jaguars?
Hey, it's my time. Can I speak? It's my time. It's my time. Guys.
No. Norwell.
Sorry, Jeff.
You lost Norwell. You're losing depth chart players, brother. Come October 7th. The scales are tipping our way, Tony. That's all I'm telling you, man. The scales are tipping our way.
Can I speak? Can I speak about that weekend? Can I interject, please? Jeez. So listen, I know it's Sims out there. I just want to confirm with everybody out there. My flight lands at 3:30 on Friday. I'm ready to get lit from about 7 o'clock on.
You guys
be ready.
You, sir,
we're
coming uptown. Charles, we coming uptown. I'm taking that day off. Well, I'm gonna leave early.
Yeah.
I'm leaving early.
No,
I'm gonna come pick you up. We're gonna go pick Jason up. Jason, you getting a rental?
No. I'm just gonna Uber because I'm gonna be drinking. I don't drive, dude. I don't do that. I'll be Ubering it.
Well, I'm just saying, hell, we might just come because I stay by the airport. I might just come get you from the airport.
Well, Tony, don't
Instead
take the day off.
No, Tony, don't take the day off. It's gonna be my weekend. I'm telling you, dude.
All right,
trust me. As much as I'm working, I'm taking me a weekend, and that's gonna be the weekend.
Well, you always be working. You always. Hey, Tony. Tony, you work too much and you sleep too much. That's why you fell asleep earlier on the show, dude.
I ain't fell asleep today. No, I'm at work now. I'm just standing outside.
I love you guys.
Well, you know how
to
work for yourself, Jason. There ain't no time off. But the weekend of October 7th, it's on and popping, baby. I'm looking at the pickup with a grill going on. I got the grill. I know where we tailgating and everything. It's going to be popping. We getting out there about 8 in the
big
morning.
Old.
Just don't pass
big
out
old.
On me,
right
Jason. Just don't pass out.
Yo. Hey, we run out of time, man. I got to go to Big O. Big O.
What it
Jason,
do?
Appreciate your call, man. What it do, man?
What's going on?
Hey, we run out of time, man. I'm trying to get everybody on. We got
Need a wife
call.
At home, Big O. We need you to come up by your solo dolo, baby. We don't need no... We don't need
I
no females
think,
on this trip.
I think I already got that covered. She knocked up, dog. I don't think she's going to try to travel like that right now.
You got one on the way?
Oh, yeah.
I got one on the way, dog.
Oh, man. I got a three-month-old, man.
Yeah,
hey,
I got
hey,
a late,
oh,
I
y'all got one?
Late
y'all got
dog.
One? This y'all first one? Oh, this y'all first one?
No, it's our second. It's our second.
Oh, okay. So you know what to expect. When she start getting all emotional, don't even worry about it.
Trust me, man. I already I already got the checklist off, man.
I know.
I know.
What you said is your second one. I knew you do. Boy, it's real.
Yeah, man. And it's a late one, too. It's a late child, man. I'm about 45, man. And
yeah.
My wife
man,
got
boy,
one.
I'm 45.
Anyway, we
no,
45.
Hey, I just hope I ain't got to be in a wheelchair. I hope I ain't got to be in a wheelchair to take about the play, man.
Oh, no, man. We could, hey, look here, man. As long as you eat right, man, get right, man. We age differently, man. We ain't the mother folks, man. We're going to be
yeah,
all
you right.
Y'all four.
You right.
Hey, you know we got that Eat to Live. We got that Eat to Live program, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got that Eat to Live program. We'll be all right, man. Man,
you know.
Hey, I heard y'all talking about something in the beginning of the show, man. Sorry, I got to go back to it, dog. And I know, man, I'm going to tell you, man, straight up, man. Ray Ray, to all them inductions, I listened to all the Hall of Fame speeches, man. You know, they were hot, warm, hot up, man. But when Ray was speaking, my face was turned sideways the whole time, dog. The whole time. I swear, man, I wanted to watch that thing on mute. I promise you, man. It's just I had so much respect for Ray, man, growing up. I'm talking about I loved this dude because he was real. What say comes out of his mouth, motivator, you know, he backed up everything. But, man, after that Kaepernick situation, man, and how he, you know, just how he showed me how the powers that be can shut you up and make you say some other things you really don't want to say. I was just I can't take Ray serious no more, man. It's kind of like
right. he was talking like he didn't want to lose his inside the NFL job.
I'm telling you, and let me tell you why I know it's like that, because his best friend, well, I don't know if they're best friends anymore, but I know Shannon Sharpe exposed that man, and that's why they fell out a little bit, because Shannon wasn't going to hold his tongue. Like, he's going to hold you up to what you say, man, and then when you get exposed, when you go against what you say. And then we already knew you with the kneeling thing. You was gonna say what came to my mind is what Jesus would do in this moment. I was like, you know what, Ray is a pimp. you know what I'm talking about, like a pimp pastor, man. Just all I saw was them pimp pastors in the pulpit with the headphones on. I was like, Ray really liked to hear himself talk. He really do. You know what I'm saying?
Like Trump. And you know they say Trump be in, they say Trump be in the office of the West Wing looking at all his rallies right after they over. They see me.
Right, man. You know, so I'm sitting up there. I don't know if y'all saw on social media all those pastors that was in that room with Donald Trump, all those black pastors. And man, that thing was so fake. I was like, man, Ray Lewis said, I know he in the room somewhere. Because I'm not, and I understand, man. You got a family, you got a career. You ain't trying to lose your career, and you know these folks can cut you off. But my thing with all these guys, these great guys, man, you already made your money, man. You rich. Man, open your mouth. Boy, say what you got to say. Look at T.O. He ain't caring about what these folks think about him, man. I'm going to say what I say, man. It is what it is. I listened to T.O.'s speech, man. That was realer than a heart attack. It was real.
Yeah.
You can't take nothing away from that because he talked. He did what he did in his career. He talked shit and he backed it 100%, man. He wanted no cancer in no locker room, man. Anybody wanted T.O. on their team. That man gonna do it too. So
T.O.
just
told
to look
the truth,
at the
man.
League and
he ruffled feathers because he kept it. He did tell the truth.
Every time
though.
Us as peoples try to voice something or speak the truth, we get shut down and then we get, I'm sorry to say it, man, them big C's, man, our own people. Justify what everybody else trying to that's everybody that's trying to shut us up. They try to justify that, man, and it pissed me off.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Randy Moss said something that was real.
I just want to say eight or nine times out of ten, the people that's like that are people that's got positions they don't want to lose. More time,
right.
More than 75%
exactly.
of the time, they in a certain position. If they say something, they're going to get the rug snatched out from under them.
Right,
they love their
right,
lifestyle.
Right, right. And then I want to tell you, though, but those same people right there is the same people that keep our people down. When you do that,
oh, no doubt.
You keep our peoples down because we have nobody with power that can speak up and say something. Let me tell you, Randy Moss did a little something with the tie, right? And that was the only thing he could do. Remember, his speech, he ain't mentioned nothing about social injustice, nothing that. It was just the tie. You wouldn't even know those names was on that tie watching him doing the speech because he had to tell you what was on the tie. So when he had the little spot on the table and he told everybody about the tie, he said one thing, and I said, me, you know, I'm a good listener, and I listen to everything, and I try to catch why you couldn't have said more. And he said, hey, man, look what's on my tie. Y'all see them names on there? He said, you know, I'm just letting them people know. He said, I didn't voice nothing, but I'm with their names being on my tie, is letting them know we with them. Right there when he said, I ain't voice nothing, he just said, they keep me, I can't say nothing. If I say something about
you know,
it, if I
why,
took that
why?
Platform and said something, because they're going to shut his commentating situation down,
thank
all
that
you.
Down. He's on ESPN.
Right, and you see what I'm saying?
He on ESPN, and he know if he would have said something, he wouldn't be on Monday Night Football no more.
Right, and then you know what? You know what I tell myself, Randy? You got millions and millions of dollars. You can open up barbecue joints for that. Fuck, and excuse my friends, but F Monday night. Sometimes if you're going to leave some, like you're going to leave a serious imprint, you got to tell you people, man, you ain't going to shut me up no more. I got what I got. I got my money. Those are the people I already said.
Mm-hmm.
They can speak because they got the money, man. Y'all good. But Dak Prescott, he got to say what he got to say.
Oh.
Boy, you ain't signed nothing yet. You ain't signed nothing.
Prescott in a sunken place,
you know?
Man.
You know, Prescott was in a tough place, and, you know, Jerry said, boy, you better get out there, boy, and go out there and tell them folks this is the wrong place to be protesting and stuff. You ain't signed nothing yet. That boy went out there, boy, this ain't the right place, man. Y'all need, and I said, the first one he said, I was like, I ain't finna call that man no coon or nothing. I know where he at right now, boy. He got to feed that fed. He ain't signed no contract yet. He can't talk.
That's true.
It's like the young rookies and stuff like that. They can't talk, man. Don't expect those boys to talk. But if you've been in the league 10 years and you signed a bunch of contracts, man, you need to open your mouth. You need to open your damn mouth. But somebody said something
right.
Today. It's going to take somebody like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees. One
Eli
of them needs to say something. And you see they don't say nothing. That goes to tell you what kind of world we in, man. Them people don't care, man.
Huh?
They don't
but
care,
the thing about
bro.
It, O, huh? The thing about it is, we know exactly where we at, and we know it's really everybody got their every. I'm telling you, whatever you are, it's who you are. There really ain't no high. You at least
right,
you know where people
right,
stand. We
right.
ain't living no time like, dang, where he coming from?
Right.
We living in a time now. As soon as somebody speak out their mouth, you know what side they on.
You know what side they on, man. And
that's
telling
where
you,
we
I was telling the Sim today, man, Good Morning America. I watched, not Good Morning America, but Good Morning Football. I watch it sometimes. Man, them two boys that sit on the side with your boy Nate Berlison, man, listen to him, man. I know how to detect when every time Nate speaks up for or takes up for a black player, listen to what the other ones say. Today they were basically trying to say Odell shouldn't get that contract. I was pissed. I'm like, and the way they put it, they didn't say it like that, but they were saying, would you want to sign somebody that's peeing on fire hydrants? Why y'all keep bringing that back up, man? Why y'all keep bringing that up? You know what I'm saying? The man deserves a hot contract. He deserves it. He's a great receiver.
Of course he deserves it.
Bringing little stuff.
See, the thing about it is, they already done put him on these rookie contracts, so most of these stars are already outplaying those contracts. They're outplaying these contracts in their second year. So, like I told Charles, I'm always going to side with the players when it comes to contracts because they're the ones putting their body in. Look at Shazier. You saw him walk to the midfield the other day. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
That's all I need to see. They need to get every penny that's coming to them. That's just my personal opinion.
All right, Big O, man. I hate to cut you off. We got one more caller. We got about 8 minutes, man. I think it's Kevin. Kevin, is you? 252
Erico?
Yeah,
what's going on, brother?
How you doing?
I'm decent.
Fluid topics, man. What's on your mind tonight?
I came in kind of late. You guys talked about the what's his name? Solder. The left tackle.
Did we talk about Solder?
I don't remember talking about Solder.
No, we ain't talking about Solder, but if you want to talk about him, we can.
No, I was just wondering if anybody brought him up. Another story that I saw and was kind of curious about what you thought about it. Anybody see Darren Sharper situation?
Oh yeah, he's trying to get an appeal and get that sentence brought down a little bit, man. But I think in the climate of where the world is today, that Me Too movement or whatever how you call it, it's gonna be hard. You drugged up women, it's proof of it. It's gonna be hard to make a move on that. But I can't wait to
done.
That. I saw that.
Yeah, he's done. If he did it and they got proof he did it, he's not getting nothing reduced. We did, like Charles said, we're not even in that climate. He's through.
Yeah, he's saying he misunderstood the plea agreement or whatever. He didn't realize that's what he was agreeing to when they denied him that his first.
Now something like that. Now he might can get something reduced. I didn't know that whole logistics of that.
Yeah, they're trying to say he had insufficient counsel. Like whatever he agreed to during sentencing, they shot that down. So whatever came behind that, he wasn't clear on that he was going to be doing, what was it, 20 years? he thought he had the same deal on the table.
Damn.
I know that's a sticky one, man, but here's my thing. Here's my thing on the whole situation. Bro, you got money. Why was you doing that anyway? They gonna give
you what
you want
anyway.
He's
a scumbag anyway.
What are you
doing really,
that?
He's a scumbag. When he was on NFL Network, you could tell he was real cocky.
Yeah.
Like a real scumbag type of guy anyway.
Okay, you can kind of
trying to say that he didn't understand the linguistics of what he was doing and the seriousness of it. But come on, we know. Come on, man. He's dropping rupees.
Come on, man. That's just like the Bill Cosby. Not to get way off subject, but he was saying I had this conversation today about Bill Cosby, man. Look, if one person come out, two people come out, and I'm skeptical. Man, over 20-something women that came out against him, all the stories match up, the time frames match up, and you admitted it in the 80s in a deposition. Bro, what else need to be said? I'm like, dude, you got to get convicted.
Well, my thing with that is like they pick and choose because nobody's saying anything about Morgan Freeman, and he's Morgan Freeman supposedly dated his step granddaughter or something like that, and then she ended up getting murdered he's into the young women too, and like the whole R. Kelly thing. So they pick and choose, man.
I think R. Kelly gonna go down eventually, man. They're not gonna let it go. The powers that be, they on him right now.
You're going out with him.
Look, they pick and choose according to how conscious you are. That's the bottom line.
If you don't have a clue, they're gonna turn a blind eye. If you know what the hell going on here and you trying to help your own, you're gonna be in trouble if you've done anything.
Right.
Hell, you don't have to do anything, you still might be in trouble.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, no, go ahead, brother. Finish up the show.
Hey, we're gonna finish it up, man. We got about 2 minutes. Kev, I appreciate you calling in, man. Next week, you missed it. I seen you came in. We talked a little bit about the Giants, a little bit about the Panthers, a little bit of everything tonight. We didn't talk about Tiger. Hey, Tony, we got PGA Championship this weekend, right? This week. It's this week. Yep, it's this week. Tiger had a practice round today. He ain't looking good, man. But
is Randolph still on the board, Tom?
Nah, he left. But
okay.
I think, quick, Tom, before we get cut off, I just think Tiger, man, Bush Davis is dead on it. Quit trying to out-bomb these dudes and be like you was in the 90s, early 2000s, man. That's not your game anymore. Quit trying to bomb these dudes. Those courses are too tight, and he too erratic to compete in that way.
But, Charles,
like,
he didn't do that at the Open. He didn't do that at the Open. He came off with the iron all week.
Right, but the Open was a whole different strategy. He's done that in his payday. I'm saying what Bush Davis saying is with these American courses where it's tight, the fairway tight, there's bunkers everywhere, and blah 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 blah. Those are the type of situations where he want him to play almost like he did at the Open, play more conservative, make your way around the course, and use your talent to score with your short game and other areas of your game that other players don't got. Tiger trying to bomb it off the tee. Bruh, those courses are too tight. That's just my opinion. It's too tight, man. It's too tight, but, hey.
It's tight, but they long, Charles. Them courses long, man.
They are. But Freddie Couple step out there, and that dude always be on the leaderboard to probably the last day get tied or something. But, I mean, I think Tiger could pull it off, man, or at least be in contention, and then maybe take your chances the last day.
I know we're coming down, man. I think we had a good show tonight, man. We covered a few things.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for coming in. All you boys on the line that's coming to Charlotte October 7th, I feel sorry for you. You're making a long trip for no reason, but we still want you to come on to the Queen City.
I feel sorry for your mother. But, all right, man. That's it. Next week, guys, Kevin, Sam, Big O, Jason,
Randolph.
Brother Randolph. Hey, we're going to see y'all next week, man. Fly high.